This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, probably one of the most common questions I get asked, do cell phones cause cancer? And, boy, this just keeps coming back to haunt us. And two studies were just released, I believe this morning or last night, and still don't really help clarify. Okay? Because it looks like it can cause tumors in rats, but they don't think it can cause tumors in humans. So, we still don't have a definitive answer. Being reported by ScienceMag.org, two long-awaited studies of how cell phone radiation affects health of mouse and rats were released. And the findings still don't resolve the decades-old uncertainty about the issue. So basically, in the studies, they lasted 2 years, rats and mice of both sexes ran freely in a specially constructed reverberation chamber where their entire body was exposed to radiation. And the levels range from a low of 1.5 watts per kilogram to a high of 10 watts per kilogram. Now, excuse me, the exposures were limited to the 2G and 3G frequencies, which are still widely used for voice calls and texting, although many of us use 4G. In general, the animals were exposed to radiation levels that either matched or exceeded what's permissible under U.S. regulations. The exposures began during pregnancy and then continued 9 hours a day for 2 years. Now, they say this is not what people usually encounter. It's a lot more, but still. Dr. John Butcher, a senior scientist at NTP Durham, North Carolina, directed the study. He said, though it does allow us to explore the potential for biological effects if they do occur. So, the study's strongest finding was that the male rats, not the female, but the male rats had an elevated risk of developing tumors called malignant schwannomas. And schwannomas are a part of the Schwann cells, the connective tissue surrounding the nerves in the heart. Sex and species-dependent increases were also observed for lymphoma, cancer in the lymph nodes, as well as cancer of the prostate, skin, lung, liver, and brain. But these findings were weaker by comparison and may be due to other causes than the radiation. Similarly, the researchers observed non-cancerous health effects, like lower birth weights, evidence of DNA damage, and heart conditions among exposed rats. But it's not clear whether the conditions, again, were caused by radiation or not. Male rats and mice that were exposed to the radiation, even though they had more issues, they actually lived longer. And get this, they had lower levels of age-related kidney disease than the males not exposed to the radiation. So this almost means that even though they might have been more exposed to tumors and heart issues, they did better with their kidneys and they lived longer. Okay, so what do we do? What that means is this study we really can't use that much, you know? So anyway, they say the new findings are, quote, incredibly important, says David Carpenter, a public health physician at the State University of New York in Albany. He says, I think this is the first clear evidence showing that these sorts of radio frequency fields increases risk for all kinds of cancer. And malignant schwannomas have been detected in previous human studies in cell phone risk. He believes that more of the associations between radiation exposure and rodent disease could have reached statistical significance had the study included a larger number of animals. So, again, what he's saying is, you know, yes, this could lead credence to the fact that maybe cell phone radiation can lead to cancer, but it wasn't a big enough study. And the findings do not suggest that U.S. regulations on cell phone radiation need to be tightened. The new studies have given us the confidence that the current safety limits for cell phone radiation remain acceptable. All right, so what does that mean for you and I? Well, personally, cell phones emit radio waves. We talked about that. They're non-ionizing radiation. and it does provide an energy source, okay? Ionizing radiation is emitted by X-rays, cosmic rays, radon. That's been linked to cancer. Non-ionizing radiation includes radio waves, like what you're hearing from me now, microwaves, visible light, UV light, infrared, and lasers. So, for the most part, you're bombarded with radiation already as we speak. Okay? And the non-ionizing is less risky than ionizing. Okay? There was a study back in 2016 that looked at cell phone radiation causing brain tumors in mice because they were exposed to 7 to 9 hours a day, 7 days a week. They were more prone to malignant gliomas. That's different than the schwannomas. They also were more prone to tumors in the heart. So we have seen that in animal studies, it can do this. Okay? But there are multiple studies that have found, no, overall, people have been doing fine. So what do I think? I think, you know, the less radiation, the better. You know, and I believe there's many agencies suggesting to keep the cell phone kind of away from your head. Maybe use speakerphone. What a lot of people do is they use those little earbuds where the phone is on their desk and they have the earbud next to it. Or they have like a microphone headset. I don't know if I like Bluetooth because that's hanging on the ear. That always kind of makes me a little nervous, you know, a little Bluetooth piece. But, you know, if cell phones really cause brain tumors, then we would see a heck of a lot of more brain tumors. And I don't think we're seeing a huge incidence increase in an incidence of brain tumors. So, you know, if you're prone to cancer, can this extra radiation trigger it? Absolutely. And so where I think we need to later go with this is who is more inclined to getting the tumor. Now, there's ways to genetically figure that out. They do gene mapping now. It's expensive, and not everybody gets that done. But there are ways now where we can, you know, if we spent the money and the time, map you out and see what you could be more at risk for. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to get brain cancer. It just can mean that you're more at risk. You need to be careful. Now, some of you will say, well, duh. You know, Dahlia, you are very, very light-skinned. You're at higher risk for melanoma. I am. I don't need gene mapping for that or gene sequencing or, yeah, I need to stay away from the sun. I hate the fact that I have to stay away from the sun, but I am so white. I've already had some precancerous type stuff. I don't want to take a chance, so I also know I'm at higher risk for diabetes and high cholesterol because of my family. So I try to avoid sugar if I can, and I try to exercise a lot, etc. So, a lot of us just go by our genetics. The problem is not a lot of people in our family had brain tumors because they didn't have cell phones. So you can't use that. That's where we need the more fancy-schmancy sequencing. 1-877-DUCK-DUCK. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I was at my conference, one of my Facebook followers and our listeners asked about marijuana in schools. She thinks her son is smoking marijuana, wants to know about testing and what to do if he does test positive. And, you know, I live in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. And so Nevada is one of many states who legalize recreational marijuana. And as expected, the teenagers are getting a hold of it very easily. And so what I'm hearing in schools is that smoking actual cigarettes is down, but smoking weed is up, and vaping. Everybody seems to be vaping. Smoking weed is huge. So kids who didn't do drugs and didn't have access are having an easier time getting access to it. That was expected. We knew that would happen. even though we want people to be able to study marijuana, we don't want our cops to be riddled with the, you know, the paperwork and the hassle of arresting somebody with a couple ounces of marijuana, you know, and you had some cops say, look, it's not a big deal, just go, and you had others who said, you know, it was, you know what, it was time to decriminalize marijuana. The only problem is we got our teens smoking it. Now, one study came out saying a quarter of our teens are smoking marijuana. These are people admitting it. 8th graders, 10th graders, and 12th graders. 8th graders, 13 years old. It's becoming increasingly accessible. Luckily, opioid use is going down. Over the past 15 years, these kids have been using opioids to get high. Those are getting harder to get, and weed is getting easier. So according to the study, almost a quarter of young people in the U.S. smoke cannabis. This is from the National Institute of Drug Abuse. They've been collecting data on drug and alcohol use on Americans since the 70s. They say all types of drugs have fallen overall, including opioids, synthetic marijuana, and K2. But marijuana cannabis consumption is skyrocketing, even in kids as young as 12. Vaping is also huge, and you can hide your marijuana in the vape cartridge. Research suggests that the new numbers may indicate the recent national efforts to discourage teens from using opioids, but critics caution that we need to turn our attention to marijuana use because it's a gateway drug. Absolutely. Teen addiction is very worrisome. Teens get bored. They want to hang out with friends. They feel the pressure. They have a very uncertain future. It's rough for them. You know, I talk about this. You know, we talk about the millennials and, you know, now Generation Z, the ones before the millennials, the younger ones. And, you know, they don't have a youth or a outlook on their future like you and I did. Okay, when we were younger, we were like, all right, man, I'm going to be in the military, or I'm going to be a cop, or I'm going to be a police officer, or I'm sorry, I'm going to be a pilot, or I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to be an engineer, I'm going to be somebody on Wall Street. And there was a concrete image of what you want to be, and you go to school, and you be that person, and then once you be that person, all you have to do is be. Right? Now, being doesn't work. Okay? You could have busted your butt in a field and then no longer be. I love that verb, to be or not to be. Okay? And we want to be, but sometimes we can't be. You know, I was at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Conference last week, as you guys know, because I broadcast it from there. And there were a lot of doctors, and many of them a little, I don't want to use the word burned out, but very disillusioned with the healthcare industry and their careers. And one of them has said to me, you know, it's very interesting. They go, Dahlia, look, when we were in school, we thought that if we became a doctor, that would just take care of us. All we had to do was see patients and would have enough money to save for our kids' college, to pay our home, right, to pay our rent, you know, to go on a couple trips, and to put away for retirement. And that's not the case. Being a doctor didn't necessarily mean you were going to make money and you were going to have financial security or a job forever. But we all thought that back then. So I ran into probably, of all the doctors, maybe 90% of them that every few years are at a new job. Now, I know you guys are going to be like, okay, Dahlia, we are not going to be playing a violin for you doctors. I'm not asking for any violin playing. But for those of you that think that a doctor gets out of medical school, sets up shop, sits there for 20, 30 years, makes a lot of money and golfs every Sunday, no, that's not the case. And I'm looking at people struggling to figure out where their next job is going to be. Now, true, a doctor makes a nice income. You can make nicer. I know engineers that make more, business people that make more. Yeah, there's definitely ways to make more. Okay, and you don't have to risk getting sued. The average engineer does not get threatened to be sued every day, okay? Or threatened that his license is taken away, like doctors are, which is why the average person doesn't want to go for medicine. But, you know, when younger individuals see what a lot of us are going through, especially in medicine, why would they want to do that? You know, what is the world going to be like? What are jobs going to be like? Okay, pilots. If you were young and you wanted to be a pilot, as long as there were planes, there would need to be pilots. That's not the case now. Now there's this, you know, growing cry for planes to be manned by computers or by a mission control on the ground. Do we really want to go on a plane that doesn't have a human available to fly it? That would make me nervous. Now, they may say, originally they may say, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have the plane operated by mission control, but we'll have somebody in the cockpit just in case. Well, what's that guy going to do? Take a nap? You might as well have him work. I don't know if I'm ready for that. But the future of airplane and travel is going to be computer operated. How many of us take a train and we never even see the conductor? Maybe these trains are all operated by computer. I don't know. I get on a train all the time. I got on trams. I have no idea who's running them. I don't think anybody's running them. I think it's all computer run. Then they talk about, well, our police force and, you know, security. They have robots now doing security. Robots can scan. They can hear and see things. They can apprehend. These robots can do amazing things. So then law enforcement, you're going to probably have less jobs because somebody can, you know, do that. Take over there. Doctors, of course we could be replaced. Even surgeons. You know, years ago I was like, you can't replace a surgeon. You know, I mean, you need a surgeon to cut. No, now we have robots doing that. Robots can cut. You really want a robot inside you? Would you like to play a game? What was that, war games? That's scary stuff. So, if you were a kid, and you're looking at, well, what am I going to be later, and what's my life going to be like, and am I going to have money? These kids are kids of people that just lost their butt in one of the biggest recessions we've ever seen, such that it really should have been called a depression. But if it wasn't for credit cards and unemployment insurance, it would have been a depression. So the average kid is kind of living for the day, YOLO. Y-O-L-O. You see that term all the time, YOLO. They're living for the day. You only live once. And so what if marijuana is now legalized? If they're 16, 17, are they really going to be put away? Yeah, they technically can. It's illegal for them to be smoking it. But they don't fear that. That's not a big fear for them. So, you know, what I recommend is drug screen, okay? There's marijuana drug screens. I think they sell at CVS or Amazon. Buy some marijuana drug screens. And, when these kids come home from a weekend, because, again, the blood drug screen, there's certain drug screens that can pick up with marijuana being in the system for months. But some of these urine tests I'm seeing will only pick it up if the marijuana was in their system for a week. And again, if they only tried it, you may not get enough of that. But you really need, if it's a boy, have dad go into the bathroom and watch him pee. So they don't mix it with water, or they, from the toilet, or mix it with it from the sink. But drug screen your kids. Do it. And, they won't trust me. They won't tell me. Who cares? You're their parent. And if they do, if it tests positive, you ground the kid. Take away the keys to your car. Take away his debit card. Our kids don't have a debit card. We just give them cash as they need. But I'm not ready for him to start, emptying out the bank account or losing it. No way. But, you start grounding the kid. He's not going to kill himself. And if he does, if he does have suicidal tendencies, then you need to get him some serious help. But you have to be a parent, and you can't let your kid smoke pot. Period. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. So now the football season is over, you think we could go back to our regular lives not hearing about any more protests until I get this article where apparently a puppy dog during the puppy dog bowl did a poo-poo. And the Star Spangled Banner. They say, eliciting a loud mix of boos and applause from the stands, Puppy Bowl star Mabel, a one-year-old Jack Russell Terrier, controversially chose to go poo-poo Sunday during the game's national anthem. This is being reported by Onion. This is so funny, though. Okay, so, quote, for countless fans, Mabel's actions will be a source of outrage and disgust, but perhaps just as many will see this as a powerful statement requiring a tremendous amount of courage. That was play-by-play announcer Scott Graham minutes after the star puppy quietly walked in circles all over the ground before stopping to drop her hind legs and do a poo-poo. This was truly... A bold move that will draw a lot of criticism. What Mabel did today will certainly have folks talking on Monday. Now, not very cool. Okay, I doubt it had anything to do with the Star Spangled Banner. Okay, that was ridiculous. We just can't get away. People want controversy. And so now little Mabel and her choice to go potty during the Puppy Bowl, during the anthem, not very cool, but I really think it was an accident. I think she couldn't hold it. I don't know how owners do that. How do you make sure your puppy doesn't go potty? You know, I don't. Anyway, two drinks a day could help you fight Alzheimer's, now we're being told. They quote-unquote clean out the brain. According to new research from the University of Rochester Medical Center, low levels of alcohol consumption keeps inflammation at bay and clears your brain of toxins, including those associated with Alzheimer's disease. Low doses of alcohol, they say, are potentially beneficial to brain health. Alcohol moderation improves the brain's ability to remove waste. We talked about that last week. They looked at mice, and they were given the equivalent of 2.5 drinks a day that could clear out brain waste more efficiently than mice were exposed to no alcohol at all. This quote-unquote unique cleaning system flushes away waste, and people who have Alzheimer's may not dump the extra proteins that are taking hold and depositing in the brain. So, do I recommend alcohol for everybody? Oh, hell no, because we know alcohol has been linked to cancer. For some people, alcohol puts you at a decreased risk of cancer. But I would be very concerned because for some of us, it'll work. For some of us, it won't. Now, another Alzheimer's study came out saying if we treat leaky blood vessels in 40-year-olds, we can maybe prevent Alzheimer's before it starts. This is an interesting study. Apparently, there's a technique that reduces levels of a blood protein called fibrinogen that is toxic to the brain, protected mice from Alzheimer's in a new study from the University of Southern California. Now, as we know, fibrinogen is necessary to blood clotting, but sometimes it leaks into the brain through weak blood vessels and the blood-brain barrier, causing toxic buildup and contributing to the white matter degeneration that precedes dementia. You have white matter and gray matter. And with white matter, you get white matter. I believe any sort of degeneration of brain matter, but white especially, you'll then lose a lot of your cognitive brain workings and functions. So, yeah, I know. You kind of wonder if I have an issue now, too. So, they say reducing fibrinogen in middle-aged mice restore their white matter. All right, but because we need the protein for blood clotting, the study's findings suggest that strengthening the blood-brain barrier could have promising effects. And this now tells us that if we are in our 40s, maybe we need to start being treated before the memory loss starts, which is something that has been, you know, discussed and encouraged now for years. Let's try to prevent dementia in our 40s. We really need to start preventing it in our 20s and 30s. Amyloid beta protein deposits in plaques occur after exposure to too much of any kinds of a number of protein, including fibrinogen, and are thought to be one of the primary causes of Alzheimer's. So trials of medications that target this beta amyloid or the tau proteins that clog up the brains and mess with the synapses, not going so well, these studies. Didn't one company say, you know what, we're done, we're not even going to be working on Alzheimer's research anymore, it's just not getting us anywhere? And so this blood-brain barrier protects the brain, and it acts as an extra defense mechanism to protect the brain from any pathogens that might get into the body and then try to go to the brain. But it also blocks these protein-busting drugs, so drugs can't reach their target. But this latest findings think that maybe strengthening the wall could stop fibrinogen from entering the brain. So you see what they're saying? What they're saying is if our medicines can't work to cross this blood-brain barrier, this wall, right, that's like Trump wall, right, to get to the brain, and if they can't cross this wall to help fix the brain, what if we strengthen the wall so the stuff, these tau proteins and amyloid proteins or fibrinogen can't get to the brain to begin with? Then we don't have to fix the brain. That's what they're talking about. So when the team used an enzyme that reduced the chemical in the blood and brains of mice, their volume of white matter returned to 90% of their normal state, and connections between the brain cells improved dramatically, back to 80% productivity. So, you guys have been listening to my show now for 9 years, has it been? 9 years? It's a long time. And for years, we've been telling you of these new breakthroughs. And wow, they might be onto something. And here we are 9 years later, we still don't have anything definitive. But do I think we're getting closer? Yes. I've already told you guys what I think we need to do. I think we need to eat right. I think we need to stop putting toxins in our bodies. Okay? We talked about, like, what are toxins? Well, you know, a lot of the crap, a lot of the food additives, preservatives. I think alcohol hurts the brain. You know, they say two glasses of wine prevents dementia. I you know, what about people getting drunk when they're younger? Do we think that could put you at risk? You know, because I'm sure, you know, some alcohol components come through the blood-brain barrier. What about all the sugar we eat? Could sugar be doing it? Could that be causing inflammation? So I think there's a lot of things we do when we're younger that we need to stop doing. We need to get more sleep. We need to get more oxygen when we sleep. They say 50% of all forms of dementia begin with the breakdown of the smallest blood vessels in the brain and their protective gatekeepers. These little parasites. They call it not parasites, but peri, like around, sites. They say the collapse of these parasites, the gatekeeper cells that surround the brain, smallest blood vessels, reduces myelin and white matter structure in the brain. Vascular dysfunctions, including blood flow reduction and blood-brain barrier breakdown, kick off white matter disease. And it wears away the myelin, which is a fatty sheath that allows neurons to transfer messages between the brain network. In an animal, they found that the brain deterioration associated with dementia may begin as early as 40 years old. For over 25 years, scientists have known that white matter disease impedes our ability to learn and remember new things. So if they could fix our blood vessels and protect our pericytes, that could be pretty cool. Dementia affects 50 million people worldwide, costs the U.S. an estimated $157 billion to $215 billion annually. It's a lot of money. All right, so a lot of you guys have been telling me that you have little memory issues. When do you worry? Well, we've talked about mini mental status exams. There's lots of them online. And email me and I'll send you. I've been sending you guys some tests that you could do. They need to be administered, however. They have to be administered by somebody else, okay? Because they need to kind of test you with your memory. And, of course, you could have a neurologist take a peek at you. But a lot of us feel like we can't help ourselves once we start to lose our memory, that it's degenerative. I do believe we could slow down Alzheimer's. I really do. I do believe we could slow down dementia. But I think what worsens and accelerates dementia, especially multi-infarct dementia, is if you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Keep those down. We had a relative who had dementia. Everybody said it was Alzheimer's, but I thought it was multi-infarct dementia because she had the triple whammy. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. That messes with the brain. And it accelerated her dementia. Maybe we all are supposed to, not all of us, but maybe some of us are supposed to get some sort of dementia. There was a 99-year-old at the Eagles game. Did you see that yesterday? So we got a lot of people in their 90s doing well, not having dementia. But there are a lot of us that do. You know, look at the millions of people that do. And so if you have high blood pressure, get on that now. If you have diabetes, get on that now. If you have high cholesterol, well, I don't want to take a medication. Well, you're going to be on a medication for Alzheimer's later or dementia. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, whenever you want to feel good about your situation, look at other people's situations. Then you end up feeling better. So if we're concerned about our healthcare system, let's look at what's going on in England. So we're being told, and this is unfortunate, we don't wish this to happen, but we're being told the doctors had to wash their hands with bottled water because 4 major hospitals had to cancel operations after a pipe burst, causing water supply to be shut off. So in addition to all the stuff that the NHS is dealing with, as even Trump said, the NHS system is broken and going broke. Now they have some pipe issues and plumbing issues. Sorry, let's see. CMC's on the truth. They say ambulances had to be diverted. Doctors and nurses had to be washing their hands with a bottle of water during the crisis. And all operations scheduled for the next day had been canceled. This affected Manchester Royal Infirmary, Royal Manchester Children's Hospital, St. Mary's, and Manchester Royal Eye Hospital. I believe those were three of the hospitals that were necessary during the Ariana Grande concert bombing. A statement issued by Manchester University NHS Foundation Trust said, "We are currently experiencing problems with the water supply due to mains leak off-site. We are urging patients to not attend these hospitals for the time being." Now, this is on top of some major issues that they've been dealing with. In fact, they have been suggesting a tax hike, okay, that where the NHS would is being, I guess, suggested by Liberal Democrats. Want money put aside, extra money, an additional tax that would go for the NHS. Now, getting more information on this, let me pull this up. I apologize. I'm having some issues with our internet, and I'm losing my sight. First, President Trump has made a lot of headlines talking about how the NHS is going broke. People are pretty grumpy at him. They say he's growing broke and not working, and he's right. Okay? Apparently, Theresa May said that they are proud of the UK system. So, of course, Theresa May, you know, that's her, you know, Prime Minister of England. She has to be, you know, a proponent of their system, whereas we in the U.S. are going, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. But apparently, the NHS has, I guess, in the UK, the NHS is funded out of general taxation. So people do not have to pay when they get treatment. Whereas in the U.S., of course, we do pay, you know, for treatment. And President Trump's tweet came at a time where they're really, really struggling. And they are now contemplating an extra, shall we say, tax. This extra cash, they said, should be matched by equivalent increases in funding for the devolved nations under the, quote, Barnett formula. Now, this Barnett formula, they say, is for an additional 2 years. It's recommending a further rise of, I think, about $3 billion a year, matched by their Barnett formula that they use for the parts of, you know, the UK and their healthcare needs. It suggests ring fencing the proposed levy for at least the next 3 years. They say social care funding is currently raised through council taxes. Now, the experts say they do not believe that the further increases in council tax would be a progressive or sustainable way to keep funding stable for the long term. But right now, they are now arguing, just like we have in our neck of the woods, arguing whether we dump more funding into a failing system like Obamacare. They're doing the same thing. The report calls on the government to bring in incentives to encourage people to save more towards potential costs of social care. It wants ministers to reinstate a commitment to cap the costs of adult social care to give further clarity to individuals. And there is an Office for Budget Responsibility. They're going to make a recommendation to that. And that Office of Budget Responsibility would make recommendations to government about the funding required for a 5-year cycle. So they want an earmarked tax, the Liberal Democrats, for health care. And that's been, of course, debated and something that you would think already was in place, like for us. That's where we, I guess, fail as well. All this money that you guys have been putting into Medicare and Social Security, you would think would be in a Medicare fund, a Social Security fund. And it would go directly into that fund. It would sit there. Nobody would take it out. Nobody would mess with it. And then when you reach the age for Social Security or Medicare, it is sitting right there, accrued interest, and that's money you could draw from. And that's not the way it works. Goes into a big pool. Money gets taken from here and there. And then they say, oh, we're out of money. And then the government shuts down. And it's stupid. It's stupid stuff. So England is having issues. Their NHS is having a lot of issues. Trump is right. Not a good time for their insurance. They just have more demand than they have for supply. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a biohacker has just injected himself with a do-it-yourself herpes treatment. Apparently, Aaron Trawick made himself a guinea pig and a never-before-tested gene therapy for herpes made by his own company. And he injected himself in front of a whole panel of people. And And these are unproven therapies, which really concerns a lot of us, because we don't want people to think that these things are out there that are, you know, FDA approved. But Aaron Trawick took off his pants, explained to his audience that he needed to access his thigh muscles. And while he was wearing his suit jacket and his pants off, he planted his bare left leg on a table and eased in a syringe. This was on Facebook Live, and he told the camera he was trying out a highly experimental, never-before-tested gene-altering herpes treatment made by his own company, Ascendance Biomedical. It's a 20-person, largely self-funded biotech startup. In November, the FDA, though, warned consumers, like we talked about, with do-it-yourself gene therapies. But he took the stage, and it was at a biohacking transhumanism conference, I guess, in Austin. And their goal is to get potentially life-saving treatments out of the lab and into the patient's hand faster than the pharmaceutical companies can. So he got herpes from his partner about 5 years ago, and so he wanted to be the guinea pig and show people that it works. He goes, I do what has to be done for the science to move forward and for other people to feel free enough to be able to seek interventions for themselves. I'm a biohacker in the Salk or Pasteurian sense, likening himself to Jonas Salk, who developed the first effective polio vaccine, and Louis Pasteur, pioneer pasteurizing bacteria. Now, Ascendance has revealed a few details about the science of its herpes treatment, hasn't been tested on animals, and given that other gene therapies have taken decades to develop, experts are skeptical that this one actually works. So, one of you had brought this up to me last week on why aren't we moving quicker? Why does everything have to be at the government's or pharmaceuticals or FDA's pace? And so when you see somebody like this gentleman say, look, you know, I want to get you, I want to do what Louis Pasteur did or Jonas Salk. I want to get these medications to the public without the government taking over, because many people think that the government is purposely holding these, controlling illnesses, controlling the timeline of illness treatment. And I understand how the government wants to get involved. Of course the government wants to get involved. They'd love to get involved. I do believe in that whole Big Brother thing. However, you have to be aware of quacks. Ever since the dawn of time, somebody claimed that their treatment was a cure-all. Right? And you guys are still bombarded with that. I'm always hearing these, oh, take this, and this is going to be good for your health, or this is going to change your bowel, or this is going to this, this is going to this. And we don't have proven studies. And, you know, as a consumer, the government does have to protect their citizens. So I'm torn. Is it that we have something from some of these companies that really need to get out there and the government is preventing it from happening because of money? Or is it that you have a lot of hacks out there trying to claim that what they have really, really works? They didn't spend the time or the years studying it, and they're fooling you, and somebody needs to protect the consumer. You know, I was at a conference, and there was a vendor who was trying to show us something that helps with bags under the eyes. There's a lot of these things out there helping reduce bags under the eyes. And I think a lot of people have been using, like, Preparation H cream or whatever for bags under the eyes to make them look younger, etc. Well, the thing is initially it feels good, but then it doesn't do anything long term. And so some people will use the initial saying, you see, it works. But what we want is long term. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.